Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger is with us from the Orange County Courier. Doug is the entertainment writer. And we're talking about Ashley Simpson's performance at the Orange Bowl the other night was booed by people. Apparently the sync was off. Apparently the track that is used to sort of support the vocals was off. And it was quite another embarrassment for that poor kid after that Saturday Night Live show, Doug.
Well, Phil, you need to understand something, I think, and I think your listeners do, too. Ashley Simpson is terrible. There's just no way of getting around it. I have written this. I wrote it in a couple of columns before her performance at Saturday Night Live. I wrote it before, certainly, her performance at the Orange Bowl. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm bringing that out. I don't want to make this about me, but I bring that up because as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have spent my life telling the truth. I was in the closet, and then I came out of the closet. The last time I lied about anything was when I was in the closet about who I am. And I wrote that Ashley Simpson's terrible. The listeners and the people who read my column, and I got the word out to as many people as I possibly could. I talked to other reviewers. A lot of straight reviewers are not going to tell you the truth. A lot of them say, well, Ashley Simpson's, she's got talent. She's Jessica Simpson's sister. But the fact is, she has absolutely zero talent. The poor kid has been pushed out onto the stage by stage father, and she's lousy. Now, there are a lot of artists who have the same lack of talent, and yet people are not being told the truth. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist...
Well, give me an example.
Well, I'll give you a classic example is this new record by Nelly and Tim McGraw, called Over and Over. It is horrifyingly bad, and yet people think it's good.
Well, I've heard it. I like it.
Okay, you've heard it. You like it, but you're wrong. What I'm trying to do and what I try to do in my columns is tell people when they are wrong about a certain artist and tell them that the person is actually terrible so that they don't embarrass themselves going into parties or wherever they may go and say, oh, well, you know, I really like the new Green Day album. I mean, the new Green Day album is horrific. And yet,
Here's a good example.
All right.
Another thing I've heard, and the track that I heard, American Idiot, that I think is on the soundtrack to some flick. I forget the movie that it's on. Oh, it's in Fahrenheit 9/11. It's a good album.
But see, you're wrong about that. And
what do you mean I'm wrong about? That's my opinion.
Your opinion is wrong. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Because I'm gay, and because I'm a gay man and a gay, you know I'm gay. Because I've told you that. I'm not lying about that. I'm not a liar. The problem we've got in the music industry today, especially when it comes to music reviews, is that a lot of these reviewers are liars, bald-faced liars. They are in the pocket of the record companies. A lot of these straight writers are in the pocket of the management companies. Maybe they're in the pocket of the artists themselves. I don't know. But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you that that band is good when it is not good. I'm not a liar. All right.
Well, but it's really not about whether you're lying or not. I believe.
Well, it is about whether I'm lying or not. Because if I'm not lying, if I'm telling you the truth, then you know that Green Day's new album, American Idiot, is a piece of garbage. It's no good. It is not.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, well, first of all, there's nothing going on in that album that they haven't already beaten the hell out of in the previous album. That's number one. Number two, band's taking the predictable commercial route. And number three, it's just bad. I mean, the musicianship of that band has never been all that great. Their little clash, rehash kind of act, I think, is just worn thin.
But let's say that there are thousands of people out there, as there are, who will spend good money to go see a Green Day concert.
They can do whatever they want. My job is to tell them whether they're right or not. And they're wrong. And I'm a gay,
well, in your opinion.
No, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. See, the problem is that you don't understand.
What is your being gay and...
All right, I don't want you to turn homophobic on me or anything, Phil.
I'm not homophobic. I'm saying, what is your being gay?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a bald-faced liar like a lot of people are. All right? And so, if you read a straight reviewer, like Robert Hilburn, let's take Robert Hilburn in the L.A. Times. He is a lying... God, does that man lie. He is a lying, no-good, fork-tongue bastard. I'm gonna lay it right out there. He lies through his teeth.
What has Robert Hilburn lied about? What?
Well, all these bands that he kisses ass on, from Nirvana all the way on up to present time, Robert Hilburn knows full well that half of these bands that he says are good are bad. But he's a liar because Robert Hilburn can't tell the truth. Why is that? He's straight. And straight people, in many ways, Phil, I don't mean any offense by this, live in a world of lies. They lie because there's no consequence to the lying. They lie because they can get away with lying. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm not a liar.
I believe you when you tell me you tell the truth.
All right.
I believe you when you say, you know, Green Day, you think Green Day...
Well, here's where you're making your mistake.
No, wait a minute. I believe you when you say you think Green Day's new album sucks.
Here's where you're making your mistake.
What?
It's not that I think Green Day's album sucks. I know it sucks. I know the new Nelly and Tim McGraw is horrifyingly bad. I know that Ashley Simpson should have been strangled in the cradle rather than being allowed to be a singer. Now, that's very harsh.
Oh, boy, I'll say it is.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm gay. I know the new Gwen Stefani is total trash. Not I think, I know. So my job is to get my opinion out there. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and there's a huge world of difference between me and the average music reviewer, like that guy they've got on MTV, what's his name, Kurt
Loder.
That man was born lying. I don't think he's ever said anything true in his life.
Even when he does the news?
You may be laughing, but he is a born liar.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We got Doug Danger on. We usually have Doug on Thursday nights to talk about the music business, the entertainment business. A lot of times we talk about films. We're talking about music tonight, specifically the Ashley Simpson performance at the Orange Bowl. Now, I know that she got booed.
She got booed, rightfully so. I mean, her performance was as abysmal a thing as I've ever witnessed. But I'd already said that she was so bad that to listen to her would make you rethink whether you wanted to get out of bed that morning. I mean, that's how bad she is.
But hold on. When Ashley Simpson got on stage at the Orange Bowl the other night and she sang, the young lady has a backing track
It's not about backing tracks, Phil. It's about the fact that she hasn't got the talent that God gave a decapitated fly when it comes... And I know that...
You know, you're putting it pretty funny.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be funny. I want to be very... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm giving it to you straight. You know, I just realized how funny what I just said, though. I'm giving it to you straight. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. But I am gay, and because I'm gay, I'm telling you right now, I'm not trying to be funny when I say that Ashley Simpson hasn't got the talent to sing that God gave a maggot.
And this is cruel. I mean, that's a young lady with an ego.
Look, I would rather tell Ashley to her face, Ashley, you have been lied to by people who tell you you've got talent. You should go back to school, learn how to type, learn how to do whatever somebody like you learns how to do, you know. And I don't mean to be cruel, but I mean, if it means pumping some of that soft ice cream out of a fountain at Dairy Queen, I think she should get right on, training on that, because that girl can't sing.
All right, but let's go back to her performance at the Orange Bowl.
All right, go ahead. I mean, you're not going to tell me anything that I don't...
I don't know. It would have been better had the vocal track behind her synced up.
It wouldn't have, Phil. That's what I'm trying to tell you. No, it wouldn't have. Now, she was booed, and rightfully so, by those fans because they were told she's bad.
They didn't think it was bad.
No, they knew it was bad, but the music business had done a favor to the music listeners and said, Ashley Simpson...
Do people know whether music's good or not, or do they have to be told?
I think for the most part, well, I don't think it's a secret that people want to know what a music critic thinks of a song before they go out and buy it. Most people buy records after they hear what a music reviewer says about it. If the music reviewer says it's good, they'll go out and buy it. If the music reviewer says it's bad, they won't go out and buy it. The problem is a lot of music reviewers are liars, and it's because they are coming from a place, an orientation, where they're not going to tell the truth. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, so you're saying that a lot of music reviewers are straight people?
I think a lot of them are straight people, yeah. And because I'm gay, I'm not a lying, thieving, egg-sucking dog like a lot of these reviewers are. Kurt Loder is a lying, egg-sucking, chicken-stealing piece of gutter trash. And that's not because he's a bad guy, but as a straight man, he can't tell the truth.
So he is shilling for bands.
He's shilling for bands. I don't shill for anybody. I tell the truth. I'll tell you right now, Billboard Top 200 right now. Do Green Day, horrible. The new, that Nelly song and Tim McGraw, horrible. Destiny's Child is horrible.
What do you like?
Well, I like the Eminem. I like Ludacris, I think is brilliant. But the rest of this, I mean, I'm going, Gwen Stefani is terrible, new U2 is terrible, Kelly Clarkson, no comment, I mean, on and on and on and on it goes. Most of these music reviewers are going to say, oh yeah, Tim McGraw, that's so good, and Switchfoot, that's so good, Guns N' Roses. It's all trash. And the only way you're going to find out, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And because I'm gay, I'm not a lying, thieving piece of gutter trash like a lot of these Kurt Loders and Robert Hilberts.
All right, 1-800-449. Hold on for a second, Doug. Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier is talking about Ashley Simpson never should have gotten on stage the other night because she hasn't got, I'm going to quote him, she hasn't got the talent God gave a maggot to sing. Now, Doug is saying that most people don't know whether an artist is good or not until they hear a reviewer, until they hear a music reviewer talk about that artist. Doug says they're all liars. Because they're shilling for these bands. He tells the truth because he's gay, and the last time he lied is when he was in the closet. But you just heard what he said. The new Green Day is bad. Now, it's not a matter of opinion. He says it's bad, whether I like it or not. The new Green Day sucks. He says Nelly and Tim McGraw, you know, that single, it's great. It's over and over. He says that's terrible. Gwen Stefani's new album sucks. The new Destiny's Child, everything. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Are you aware of the fact that a reviewer, most of the time, especially straight reviewers, are liars? And at least in Doug's opinion, when he gives an opinion about an artist, he's not only saying it's his opinion, it's a fact. Ashley Simpson, for instance, is lousy. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I know women that will forgive cheating by a man for a short stack of pancakes.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger is with us on the Phil Hendry Show. Tell my audience what you just said.
Well, in my column on Tuesday, I compared Ashley Simpson's performance at the Orange Bowl. Not on Tuesday, on Wednesday. I compared her performance at the Orange Bowl to the tsunami, and I said that Ashley Simpson's performance at the Orange Bowl was like having to stand on that beach down there and wherever it was and smell thousands of bodies rotting in the sun. And that's the kind of writing that I do. And
But you got a lot of complaints.
Oh, you know, people are... Yeah, because people want to censor you. But that's good writing. See? And the people that called in and complained and the people that wrote to our editor and complained about that column are people that are wrong. That's good writing, not bad writing.
Well, I will say that it's... You compared Ashley Simpson's performance to smelling rotting carcasses, rotting corpses, on an India beach.
That's correct. I'm gay. I don't lie. I'm telling you right now, that's good writing.
So the people that called in and complained, or the people that wrote to the editor and complained, are wrong.
Absolutely.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger, a journalist with the Orange County Courier, talking about Ashley Simpson's performance at the Orange Bowl. He said that she's terrible, she's untalented. He's right, anybody that enjoys her is wrong, because you're gay.
Well, you're saying that with a kind of a sarcasm.
Well, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm just telling you that I'm right. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, yes. But I'm not right because I'm gay. I'm right because I'm not a lying sack of horse dung like Robert Hilburn or Kurt Loder or that Ben Fong, that Chinaman that writes for the Rolling Stone. I don't know where he's coming from. They've had that Chinaman up there. And
you tell me you don't want me to be a homophobic. You call him a Chinaman.
Ben Fong-Torres, is that his name?
Ben Fong-Torres, yeah, with the Rolling Stone.
Okay, what are you, is he Chinalian or Itiz? What does that mean, Ben Fong-Torres?
I guess he had a Asian mother and a Hispanic father. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Jen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. I just want to understand. I want to ask why you think that other people's opinions are wrong. I mean,
well, other people have opinions.
Yeah.
It's just that, for instance, I'll give an example, Jen. Ashley Simpson is horrible. Now, what do you think of Ashley Simpson?
I don't care for that style of music.
Right. You're
I'm not
right.
into it.
You're right. Now, what
no,
do you think?
I do, on the other hand, I do like Destiny's Child. I have all their albums.
Okay, they're terrible.
Great.
Their new album's terrible.
I only like a couple songs. It's not as good as their other albums.
Well, see, you're wrong. See, you're wrong.
How am I wrong? It's my own
opinion. Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
What does that have to do with anything? Only straight people?
That's what we're trying to find out, Doug. What is that?
I told you, I'm not a liar.
Neither am I. How can my own opinion be a lie?
Well, I'm not talking about you. You're not a professional reviewer. I'm talking about the professional music reviewers out there who will lie and tell you something's good when it's not. And I mentioned that pack of mule dung, that loader on MTV. That guy's been lying since the day he came out of his mother's womb. Okay?
I don't know. And earlier you said people wait until they hear reviews from critics to go out and buy music. That's
yes, ma'am.
Wrong. If I hear something, I like it, I go buy it. I don't wait to hear what anyone else says about
it. But are you right about it? Let me ask you a question.
It doesn't matter. If I like it, I buy it.
Yeah, but you're wrong to buy it.
How so? It's my own money.
Because
I can do whatever I want with it.
You just spent your money on garbage.
That's your opinion. I happen to like it.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have a hearing problem? Do you have any kind of a hearing deficiency of any kind?
No, I can hear just fine.
See, I have to ask myself why you think Destiny's Child is good and that you would argue with me about this. Because
well, why shouldn't she argue with you, man? She feels it's...
She can, like, look, Jen can go out and put horse manure between two pieces of bread, take a big bite out of it, and think it's a ham sandwich. That's okay, but I'm telling you, she's still taking a bite out of horse dung, right? Am I right about that, Jen, or not?
Well, I wouldn't eat that, but if
isn't it true?
For the analogy, that would be correct, yeah.
All right, so that's what I'm saying. That's what you're doing. You're going home, and you've got something that you'd scoop out of a diaper, you put it into your CD player, you listen to it, you think it's great. I'm telling you, it's something you find in a diaper.
Well, how are you telling me that I'm wrong or something I like? You don't have to like it. You don't have to listen
to it.
That's
fine. You could like... Like I said, you might like to sit down to a full diaper with chopsticks.
Oh, my God!
Well, I don't understand what you two people are finding so hard to understand.
I don't understand why you're finding it hard that other people, that only
That's
your opinion
fine.
Is right and everyone else is wrong.
I'm not saying...
Because you write music reviews.
Ma'am,
you think you're right.
No, I'm gay, also.
Okay, that's great. Who cares? No one cares.
It's. I'm not a liar like a lot of these straight reviewers. If you want to sit down to a full diaper with chopsticks and all the trimmings...
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, though.
But that's exactly what you're doing when you take home a Destiny's Child album and go, wow, I sure like this. What would you think of a man who sat down in a five-star restaurant and ordered up anything that came out of that kid's rear end sitting at table four?
Doug, we would both think he's crazy.
Thank you. Oh my God. How else am I going to make my point?
But how am I crazy for liking Destiny's Child?
Because it's garbage.
And Green Day.
It's out of a baby's butt.
But you don't have to listen to it or buy
no, I'm not
it or
saying
do
that,
anything
but
about
I'm,
it. So what
I'm
does it matter to you?
It doesn't matter to me. I'm just simply telling you, Jen, that when you buy Green Day, when you buy Destiny's Child, when you buy the new Usher, you are buying something that ordinarily gets flushed.
By who? By you.
By anybody.
You are saying that you're defining that Green Day comes out of a baby's rear end.
That's right. I'm not defining it. No, I'm telling you, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Look, you liking Destiny's Child is worse than picking corn out of a baby's diaper. What? The two of you can laugh. Fine. Go ahead and laugh.
That is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard
in
my life.
Ma'am, you say it's ridiculous, and yet you agree that if you saw a guy sitting down in a five-star restaurant and ordering up something special out of a cat box, you'd think he's nuts. Yeah, and yet you call me crazy because I know that what you're buying...
I never once said you were crazy.
No, but you're saying, well, how can I say that, that crap is crap? I know it's crap.
But the rest of us are blind?
Because you're... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm not a liar, like a lot of you people who live in a world of lies.
I'm not a liar either.
But you live
like
in a world of lies.
Because I like it.
Where do you live?
I live in Maine.
That's a world of lies.
Oh, really?
All right, Jen, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is
back. I'm not a liar.
Yeah, okay, but the analogy...
Well, I don't want to use these analogies that I'm using, but it's the only way I can get people to understand. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Is that...
We've heard that.
Well, when you react like that, it's homophobic. And
I'm not homophobic.
Well, you're reacting, you know... We've heard that sounds very pointed and homophobic.
It is not homophobic. It's just that you keep making the point that you're gay, and
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I'm not going to look at you like most straight music reviewers and lie to you and say, "Oh yeah, Green Day is just so innovative, and the new album's great." If you like, I'm telling you right now, if you like picking corn out of a baby's diaper, you'll love the new Green Day album.
Just like that, huh?
Just like that.
No, you may be wrong.
You can buy it if you want. I'm not wrong, is all I'm saying. Because I'm a gay man and a gay...
I know, you're a gay man. All right, look, 1-800-449-8686. Rachel, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier.
Yeah, I'm calling. This guy keeps talking about how he's a gay man and a gay journalist. I think he needs to get laid and write about it. This is all crap. He needs to get whatever little sex toy he has in his ear.
Why do you bring sex into it?
And pull out, because he keeps talking about he's a gay journalist.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't lie.
Yeah, well, I've heard Ashley Simpson in concert, and I'll tell you what, that girl can sing. Yeah, her sister can sing, and that's where she got the publicist from.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Do you have any OxyContin addictions, or...
Oh, yeah, that's...
What does that mean? She's deaf?
I'll tell you what.
Well,
she has problems with her throat. You can ask Dr. Sugarman from California.
Yeah, she has problems with her throat. She can't sing.
She can. Okay, you know what? You need to just get whatever's in your ear and pull it out. This is crap. Because you're gay, you know everything.
Let me ask something, Rachel. Why was she booed by 80,000 people?
You know
Hello?
What? Because, I don't know. Maybe there's
I'll tell you
just
why,
a bunch of gay journalists just like this guy.
I'll tell you why she got booed. Because listening to her is the same thing as having to clean out a dog run.
Okay, have you ever listened to her yourself?
Yes,
live?
I have. Yes,
have
I
you
have.
Ever?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and you're going to tell me the girl has no talent.
She has the talent that God gave a woodchuck.
Well, first of all, I watch her MTV show all the time. She goes to the doctor. She has her voice. You know, she gets shots and has her voice fixed. But the girl, on a normal to normal, she can sing.
Rachel, you are not hearing yourself. She has
you
to go to a...
You told me that Tim McGraw and people can't sing.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say Tim McGraw can't sing. I said the new Nelly Tim McGraw single is so horrible
I'd rather
take a sip out of a toilet at Dodger Stadium than have to listen to it.
Sounds like that's what you do on a regular basis.
Oh, see, there you go. See, you're homophobic. You hate gays.
No, I'm not homophobic.
Yes, you are.
We already know that you're gay and you're a journalist.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. What I'm saying to you...
No, hold on for a minute. Let me jump in, Doug.
All right.
Rachel has obviously a big fan of Ashley Simpson.
And she has my sympathies.
Just try not to be such a smartass. She likes her...
She's sitting there saying that Ashley Simpson has to go and get shots so she can sing good. You're supposed to be able to sing good naturally, not go into a doctor and have a hose put up your rear end so that you can get a voice installed.
I totally understand that, but
okay.
she has her voice gets really swollen. You know, when she first started out, she sold 3 million copies. There's 3 million compared to the 70,000.
3 million deaf people bought her albums.
Well, whatever. Then why are you...
I'm saying to you, Rachel, is this. You can buy as many of her albums as you want. I'm just telling you that you're wrong about her. I'm just telling you you're wrong about her.
Okay. Well,
look, can I ask you a question?
No,
do you think William Hung? Remember that guy William Hung
from
American Idol?
Yeah, he couldn't sing worth a crap.
He sold a lot of albums. Thank you.
Well, okay.
Thank
but,
you.
You know, Jessica.
Thank you.
Oh, grow up.
So Jessica Simpson, you think she can't sing either?
Tiny Tim was on Jimmy. What's that guy's name? Timmy Carson.
So do you
Johnny
think
Carson.
Jessica Simpson can't sing either?
Who? Jessica who?
Simpson.
Jessica Simpson couldn't sing her way out of a wet paper
sack.
Oh,
you guys are so full of crap. Okay, I'm going to let you
Wait a minute.
Go.
Jessica Simpson's got a voice, don't you think, man?
I think Jessica Simpson is a knockoff of every chick that's tried to sound like Whitney Houston for the last 15 years. It's really starting to grate on my nerves.
Tiny Tim was on the Johnny Carson show. What do you mean the Timmy Carson show?
I forget what it was called. I thought it was Tiny John. Tiny John. What was his name?
Tiny Tim.
Okay, that guy can't sing.
Of course he can't.
Okay, but he was on the Jimmy Carson show, and everybody thought that was... Does that mean he's got talent?
No, you're right. Tiny Tim was a freak act.
And that's what I'm saying about Ashley Simpson. It's the same thing as going in and seeing some guy that's got an extra head growing out of his shoulder. Okay, let's go see Ashley Simpson. It's a freak show. It'll be fun for a while. It's like going to see the bearded lady, but don't tell me she can sing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ashley Simpson, the Orange Bowl. Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier. Let's go over to Michael. Michael?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the gentleman you're speaking to, but I do realize that he's a gay journalist and a gay man. So just, he doesn't have to repeat that again. And,
well,
and I don't quite
so
understand
that,
the point of that,
that
comment.
What does that mean? I'm not allowed to say what I am?
No, I just don't understand your point. I don't see how that's
gay.
Relevant to anything. But I'm glad you're
man.
Gay, and I respect you for being gay.
Thank you.
My point is, I'd like to know what it is that you judge.
Well, you keep
What's
wanting
your criteria?
To pass over it. Why are you passing over that?
Okay, because it's irrelevant. It doesn't
I'm
matter.
Gay. No, it is relevant because I'm not a liar.
Okay, awesome. You're more honest than straight people.
That's right. Ben Fontoris, okay. Kurt Loder, who lies about everything.
Right, okay.
All right, go ahead.
And I'd like to know the color of the sky in your world. But at any rate, here's my
you know,
point. Here's my point. I'd like to know what it is that you use as criteria for judging what constitutes good music and what's bad music. Because I can tell you right now, Ludacris is just absolutely horrible. I don't like Usher, Ludacris, or any of those people.
Well,
I think
you're wrong.
Stuff.
That's fine. You don't have to like them. I'm just saying you're wrong.
Okay, but why?
Look, you can
why am
go
I wrong?
And listen. Why are you wrong?
Because yeah, why am I wrong?
Because Ludacris is the next. He's the next step in the funk rap hybrid that's going on. Now,
okay, but all you're giving
Kasem
is your opinion.
Is a liar.
Opinion.
Carson Daly,
to be able to
a liar.
Quantify. How do you quantify or actually show? What's the criteria for judgment? That's all I'm curious
I'm a
about.
Gay man and a gay journalist.
Awesome.
And, well, you know, Ryan Seacrest, he's a liar. All these
he's
people.
Just, how come you can't answer my question?
Why don't you answer the guy's question? What is your criteria?
My criteria is what sounds good, what's the next step. It's a sensibility that I have as a gay man, as a gay journalist. You know, Rick Dees, one of the biggest liars that ever walked. All these people will tell you, oh, you should go get the Green Day album. Fine, good, go ahead. Go get the Green Day album.
I think Green Day is horrible and hideous.
And you're right about that, they are. Andre Ice Cold 3000 thinks he's got something going with his album. He stinks on ice.
No, they
all these guys,
but they all do, and
see,
I
so
what I
you're
understand
right.
is,
so what
I
are think, you arguing with me for when you
all are horrible? I think Usher's horrible. I think Ludacris is horrible.
No, you're wrong about that, but you're right about everything else.
But I'd like to know what it is that you judge. What's your criteria for
what's
judging
yours?
Why Ludacris is good and why Usher's bad?
Well, why do you believe
your opinion?
Let me ask you, why do you believe Casey Kasem over me?
Why do I believe Casey Kasem?
Obviously, you think Casey Kasem's got more credibility.
Why is that?
Because you're talking about all these bands that he likes.
I haven't mentioned one band that I like to you.
Yeah, you did. You mentioned Ludacris.
No, he said
Ludacris is horrible.
Well,
I think Ludacris
I don't know where
is horrible,
that's
and
what
I think
I'm you're listening
Usher's
to
horrible.
You're listening
I can
to
tell
Casey
you right
Kasem.
Now that those guys have nothing if it wouldn't have been for Jimi Hendrix and those guys who actually laid down the foundation.
You're listening to too much Carson Daly. That's why you think Ludacris is bad. You don't have any opinion.
All right, look at Michael. Thank you for your call, man. We got a break, Doug.
Well, that's you know you're being homophobic by breaking.
Oh, shut up. I'd rather pick corn out of a baby's diaper than listen to Green Day.
Tell you what, that's what comes out of a baby's diaper.
What?
Green Day.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Who wouldn't let the good father take a look for an Arby's beef?
Which?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
No, you can't say that. You can't say my listeners are homophobic.
Well, that's what's going on, because every time I say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, why are you bringing that up? They're uncomfortable with the gay lifestyle. They're uncomfortable with the gay orientation. And I'm somebody who, I'm out there. I'm gay. All right, now you know that, right? Phil, you know that?
Yes, I know that, Doug. Why wouldn't I know it, man? I've known you for 15 years.
See, right there, you get angry because I mentioned that I'm gay.
You've been saying it, man, all night, okay? You've been telling me that you're gay.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and when I tell you that Green Day is a band that has no business calling itself a band, maybe if they called, maybe if they were going door-to-door and selling cleaning materials, maybe if they were three guys that juggled, I would accept them more as a valid entertainment act than calling themselves musicians. And like I said, I used to work at an animal hospital. I know what it is to clean out a dog run with my bare hands. I'd rather do that than listen to one word of that new Nelly and Tim McGraw single.
Jeez, man.
And I'm not wrong.
Now, well, see, that's the part that it's getting everybody upset. You're not wrong. Here's Linda. Linda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
This man is an extremely poor example of a journalist, and he's an extremely poor example of the gay community. I personally am not gay. But
well,
I'm
then how would you know?
I'm just telling you right now, this guy here is so full of cow dung, he ought to go back cleaning out dog cages by hand. This is the poorest example of journalism I have ever seen in my life.
Are you a journalist?
I'm not a journalist,
not
but I'll tell
you
something.
I'm a gay man and a gay
I'll
journalist.
I'll tell you something. I could do 10 times the job that you're doing right now. Whoopee yahoo, you're gay and you're a journalist. What does that have to do with freedom of personal choice?
So you hate gay people, and that's your problem.
No,
mine.
I just don't like you because you have... You're not even addressing certain issues.
What issue do you want me to address?
What does having gay and being a gay journalist have to do with freedom of personal
because
choice?
Because I'm not a liar like Rick Dees. All right? I'm not a liar like Casey Kasem. That's
I think what the biggest problem here is,
and
is that you're upset
liar too.
And you're angry that you're not getting a cutback from all of these artists.
Ma'am, I'm not looking for a kickback.
Yes, you are.
Why would I want to have a... First of all, most, of the, kickback, most of the kickback is in
come
sex.
On, come
most
on,
of the kickback
come on,
is
be
in
honest. Come on, come on. They're
are you
not lining your pockets.
Are you letting me answer your question, or do you want to go on with your anti-gay diatribe here?
I want to go on with my anti-gay diatribe.
Your anti-guy?
Gay, guy trap, journalist, whatever you want to call it.
First of all, most of the record companies buy reviewers with women. I'm gay. Thank you.
Yahoo,
I'm really glad
gay.
That I'm
what
glad you figured that one out.
What does do with freedom of choice?
First of all, you can buy anything you want, but you're wrong if you like it.
Well, what is that? Linda, what's the name of an artist that you enjoy?
I enjoy Aerosmith. I enjoy ZZ Top. I enjoy Shania Twain. Many other artists.
I'm telling
I personally
you right now,
don't like the hip hop and the rap.
Shania
I wouldn't
Twain.
Buy it. That,
you
that
can buy Shania. You
but
can buy Shania Twain, but you're
else's
wrong.
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain squeezed her way through two baby cheeks to make
so
it
what?
Into this world.
So what?
Fine.
So what? I enjoy her music. That's my personal
and
freedom
I'll tell you
of
about
choice.
Aerosmith has
freedom
been good
of choice.
Aerosmith. I'm not telling you don't buy it. I'm just telling you the stuff you're buying is garbage. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Aerosmith hasn't been good since
well,
they took the needles out of their arms.
Freedom of choice. It's my freedom of choice to buy it, and it's my
Look,
dollar that's
Linda,
buying it,
why don't
not
you quit,
yours.
Quit listening to Delilah because Delilah is a liar. And
no, wait a second, Delilah. We happen to know Delilah.
Well, she's a lying sack. She'll sit there and tell you, "Oh yeah, you should listen to the new check out some new music there from Usher, or Destiny's Child, or Tupac, or whatever." Lindsay Lohan, she is such a liar, man.
That
I'll,
is their
I'd
job.
Like
they're getting
over.
Paid to do that, aren't they?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
They're getting paid Carrie to
Kasem's
do that.
A liar, and
Carrie
Kasem's a liar, and she's got nothing to do with the music business.
You're a poor example of a journalist.
Well, you're a poor example of somebody from Maine.
You think so?
God.
You think so?
How about putting the Pall Malls down for a minute?
Yeah, okay.
You like ZZ Top, Linda? Did you know their beards are fake?
Hey, Linda.
Hey, Linda, you like ZZ Top? You like ZZ Top? Well, guess what?
You're an idiot.
Their beards are fake.
You are an idiot.
ZZ Top, they're liars.
Why are ZZ Top liars?
Because their beards are fake. But Linda, she thinks they're real. Okay, fine.
Their beards are fake.
Yes. Linda?
Hello.
All right, she's gone. You're gone, too, you freak. Carrie Kasem's a liar, and she's not even in the music business. 1-800-449-8686. Thank you, Doug, very much.
Whatever.
It's Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt log with legs.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up tonight, we still have much more. We have Hypothetical America with Jeff Dowder, where he says, what would it be like if we didn't have something? It's pretty stupid. And then Craig Hardy with news from a guy that hears stuff in a bar, basically what that is. And then we... Did I say that right? Yeah. What is it, Craig?
It's news a guy overhears in a bar.
Oh, okay. And then we have Father James McWhorter on how to explain the tsunami to kids. Bob Bakian will be reporting on something. And Love Songs with Bob. We'll go behind the scenes with Bob to hear what he sounds like during commercial breaks. And that's all coming up in the Phil Hendry Show tonight. We do want to make... Do we have to break now? We don't? Are we done breaking, man?
In a minute.
Okay. Because I want to make note of the fact we received news tonight that Danny Sugarman, who was a manager, he was a management associate, and he was a friend of the band The Doors, has passed on today. Danny was 50 years old. And the reason why we bring him up is because we're big fans of The Doors around here, but I also had interviewed Danny about 24 years ago when he wrote a book called No One Here Gets Out Alive, which was a tremendous book on the life and times of The Doors, the band, especially during their heyday. And he was as nice a man, as a gentleman, a sweet guy, and he was a young kid when the band met him. And the band, especially Jim Morrison, very paternal toward him and sort of took him under their wing and brought him on board as I mentioned, a management associate. He went on to manage the band after Jim Morrison died. Before that, though, he did everything. He answered fan mail, he compiled scrapbooks for the band, and was very integral in helping the group through its touring and studio time. Danny died today, 50 years of age. He's survived by his wife. Her name is Fawn, and we are sorry to hear that here on The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.